From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Semblance of normalcy returned Wednesday to the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore. With schools reopening and authorities declaring the city safe 2 days after rioting and looting erupted, some weekday commuters headed to work. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra played a free midday outdoor concert under sun-drenched skies. Two baseball teams, the hometown Orioles and the Chicago White Sox, played an afternoon game, but with no fans allowed in the stadium. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said an overnight curfew had quieted tensions after Monday's rioting, looting, and fires imperiled impoverished neighborhoods. 2 days ago, rampaging crowds poured into the streets, both to protest high unemployment and the treatment by police, but also the unexplained death of Freddie Gray, 25-year-old African-American who died earlier this month from unexplained severe spinal injuries received in police custody. The government of Niger says 46 soldiers and 28 civilians were killed over the weekend as troops battled Boko Haram militants for control of an island located in Lake Chad. Officials said Tuesday that 156 militants were also killed in the clashes, which began after Boko Haram assaulted Karamga Island on Saturday. Niger's army says it has since then retaken control of the island. On Tuesday, Nigerian troops rescued nearly 300 girls and women from the vast Sembisa Forest, one of the last strongholds of the Islamic extremist group, Boko Haram. You're listening to the news, coming to you from the Voice of America. The United Nations says it is beginning to distribute food and medicine Wednesday in the area near the epicenter of Saturday's earthquake in Nepal, where the death toll has climbed past 5,000. Meanwhile, search and rescue workers continued picking through rubble caused by the magnitude 7.8 quake. VOA Steve Herman, who is in Nepal, said the first foreign rescue teams with sophisticated equipment reached the town of Sanku Wednesday. He said residents there were getting food and water, but told him they wished help had arrived sooner.
We put this question to a police armed forces colonel, and he said he definitely empathized with the frustration being expressed by the locals that they had not seen anybody from the government and they hadn't gotten any food and aid earlier. But he said that Nepal's government, with its very limited resources in the best of times, was doing its utmost to help the people here.
That's VOA Steve Herman coming to you from Nepal. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday expressed deep repentance over Japan's role in World War II, even as he declared Tokyo's emergence as a global security player in the face of China's rising power in Asia.
Feelings of deep remorse over the war. Our actions brought suffering to the peoples in Asian countries.
Prime Minister Abe insisted that Tokyo must not ignore the suffering of Asian peoples from its wartime behavior, but stop short of issuing his own apology, instead upholding statements by his predecessors. Mr. Abe was the first Japanese prime minister to receive the rare honor of addressing a joint meeting of the United States Congress. Thanking those in attendance, Mr. Abe emphasized the strength of U.S.-Japanese ties and offered condolences for the Americans who died in World War II as he made the historic Capitol Hill address. The speech came as both countries mark the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Iran's foreign minister said the interception of a cargo ship Tuesday in Iranian waters was a commercial legal matter, not a security or political issue. Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking in New York Wednesday, said the MV Maersk Tigris, a Marshall Islands flagship, was involved in a long-standing Iranian court case recently concluded over monetary claims. Iranian naval ships intercepted the Tigris as it was crossing the Strait of Hormuz, then ordered it further into Iranian waters. When the ship's master ignored the warning, the Iranians fired shots across the Tigris's bow and boarded the vessel. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.